We're going to cause trouble.
Scott Farrell is calling the shots from the sideline.
We're going to make fun of people. We're going to hurt people's feelings.
It's Farrell on the bench.
I believe in whipped cream with everything. You get through the Christmas weekend of NFL games. There's basically four division races that are still up in the air. Bottom line. The boys, big win in Dallas over the Eagles, kept Philly from clinching the NFC East for at least another week. The Eagles are still the favorite to get it done and win their first division title since 2019. And I want to look at all of them. Like, so the East is there because of the 40-34 Cowboys win. It's still up for grabs. A 7-point lead in the third quarter, Minshew and Boston Scott had a problem with a handoff, and the Cowboys recovered the fumble at Philly's 37, and they turned that into a 5-play drive for a touchdown. But Philly scored again and got a 7-point lead, but Dak, if you remember, he got strip-sacked around the 50. Cowboys got the ball on their own 38, preventing the Eagles from getting the short field. And then they got sacked, and it was just crazy. But how about the third and 30 play, the bomb to T.Y. Hilton? That was unbelievable. And they scored a touchdown 4 plays after that. Philly had the ball with like 2.5 minutes left. They were down 3, but Sanders fumbled. That's the second straight week that he's fumbled, and that's a concern. Dallas recovered on Philly's 21, and then they chewed the clock. They ended up kicking a field goal, and they went up 6 points. So they recovered 3 fumbles, and they got 10 points out of it. So they were losing the ball left and right in Dallas. It was like the game they had against Washington. They had, I think, Washington recovered like 4 out of 5 fumbles in that game. I mean, Philly was losing the ball that whole game. You know, in that game, once Avante Maddox had the toe injury, the Cowboys were able to go to work with CeeDee Lamb. He had 9 catches for 113 yards in the slot, and he did it out wide as well. When Maddox is on the field, quarterbacks suck against Philly. When he's off the field, everybody lights it up. Lane Johnson, their great right tackle, left the game late in the fourth quarter with a groin injury. He never came back. Minshew got picked on the next play after he left the game. I mean, obviously in that game, Philly was out. Jalen Hurts didn't play, and he had the sprained shoulder. Now they need him back. They need him back in the lineup before the end of the season. I don't think Minshew played bad at all. If he comes back next week, Hurts, and the Eagles beat the Saints, then he could rest in Week 18. And during the wild card round, they don't have to play. Or they let Minshew play again, and Hurts sits another week, and then they have a chance to win the division at home in Week 18 against the Giants. But you never know. They could lose that game. If Philly doesn't win one of those last two games, they might be in the wild card round and have to travel to play the Cowboys in the postseason. I don't think that's going to happen. For Dallas to win the division, they have to win both games, and the Eagles have to lose both games. To get the top seed in the NFC, they would need a loss from both the Niners and Vikings over the final 2 weeks of the season, and the Cowboys would win a 4-way tiebreaker with them at 13-4. So let's look at the AFC South. You go back 5 weeks, and the Titans beat the Packers, and they were 7-3, and they had a 93% chance to win the South for the third straight year. The 3-7 Jags had nobody's attention at all, but boy, has that flipped. The Jags have won 4 out of 5, and they beat the Jets on Thursday night at Snoopy at MetLife. The Titans have lost 5 straight. 3 of those losses have come in one-score games. They were 5-2 this year and 18-6 since the start of 2020 in one-score games. Think about this. They were converting 76% of their red zone trips through week 10 of the season, but Tennessee has scored only 58% since then. That's mid-league, 14th in the league. They did score in their lone trip inside the 20 against the Texans on Saturday, but they lost the game. The Titans are 22nd in points per drive over the last 6 weeks. They're barely ahead of the Broncos and Colts, and both of those teams are hairdryer city. The last time they had more than 16 points during the 5-game skid was in week 14. The Titans have allowed other teams' offenses to convert just under 42% of the time on third and fourth downs over the last 6 games. Davis Mills of the Texans went 5-for-15 in that win on Saturday over the Titans. When the Titans were winning, they won 7-of-8 between week 3 and week 11. All 7 of their wins came against teams that right now don't have a winning record. Their one game against the team with a winning record was against the Chiefs, and the Titans lost that game in overtime. Meanwhile, when they were 0-2 and during their current 5-game skid, the Titans have gone against 5 teams with winning records. And they lose. Bottom line is, they lose to playoff-type teams. When they play bad teams, they win. Good teams, losses. Bottom line is, the Jags and Titans are in a war now, and this week, week 17, doesn't even matter. So, like, the Jags play the Texans, the Titans play the Cowboys. And the reality is, when they play in Jacksonville in week 18, it's going to be basically a play-in game for the division title. The Titans cannot make the playoffs if they lose to the Jags in the season ender. So a lot of people think they're going to rest their stars like Simmons and Henry in the game against the Cowboys and get them ready for the deciding game against Jacksonville in Jax. The Jags could still advance to the postseason if they win against the Texans and lose to the Titans in week 18. They'd have to get a lot of help. The Dolphins would need to lose out, and the Jets would need to lose to the Seahawks. The Bills would have to beat the Pats, and the Steelers would need to lose one of their 2 final games. For Doug Peterson, you get in by beating the Titans in week 18. That means they would have swept them for the first time since 2005. So what about the AFC North? The Bengals have a 63% chance to win it. The Ravens, 36% to win it. Bottom line is, the Bengals were up 22-0 in a game against the Pats, and they held on 22-18 when Stevenson fumbled at Cincy's 5-yard line going in to score to win the game. Of course, the Pats got the ball after Jamar Chase had caught a pass and fumbled, giving the Pats killer field position. The Bengals are badass. They've won 7 straight. And that win on Saturday was the 4th by 7 or fewer points. The Bengals had like 10 turnovers in their 4-4 start to the season. So over the first 6 games of their 7-game winning streak, they're not turning it over. They turned it over just 4 times. But against the Pats, they turned the ball over 3 times. One of Burrow's picks was a pick 6 hizzy. The Bengals finish up with a tough couple of games. They host the top-seeded Bills, and then they finish against the Ravens in week 18 in the jungle. If they win both games, the Bengals will win the North, and they could even get the top seed in the AFC if the Chiefs lose against the Broncos or the Raiders. The Ravens have to win in week 17, and they have to beat the Bengals on the road in week 18 to take the division. The Ravens beat Cincy back in October with a last-second field goal from Tucker. One of the problems the Ravens have had is their quarterback. Tyler Huntley has averaged just 5.8 yards per pass attempt and 3 yards per carry since taking over for Lamar Jackson. The Ravens have only scored 3 touchdowns over 4 games with him playing. Now, Baltimore did clinch a playoff berth by beating the Falcons on Saturday. So they're probably just going to let Lamar rest more. Baltimore would be the 3rd seed if they win the North. Right now, if they did that, they would have a home game in the Charm City against the Chargers. If they don't win the division, they'd end up the 5th or 6th seed in the conference. And the 5th seed would face the South winner in the opening round. The 6th seed would travel to face the same Bengals during the wild card weekend. Now, what about the NFC South? I think Tampa's going to win it because they beat Arizona. They have a 67% chance to win it. The Panthers a 30% shot. The Saints a 2% shot. Believe me, you, that overtime win by the Bucs in Glendale was huge. Tampa's 4-6 over their last 10 games. 3 of those wins over the Rams, Saints, and Cards. They had to have fourth quarter comebacks. Brady has been getting killed when he's under pressure in the pocket. So if they do win the South, they're locked into the 4th seed in the conference. 2 games to go. The 5th seed in the NFC is guaranteed to be the 2nd best team in the East, which would mean either the Cowboys or Eagles. They win the South with a Panthers loss, either against the Bucs in Week 17 or the Saints in Week 18. If the Panthers win out, Brady's going to miss the postseason. I'm not seeing it. I still think Brady and the Bucs get in. That gives you an idea what's going on with the playoff situation in the NFL.